Where does psychic power originate from? What are the various kinds of psychic abilities? What exactly does it mean to be empathic? Most individuals have no clue how to distinguish between various psychic abilities because of the swirl of myths, misunderstandings, and general uncertainty surrounding psychic activity and parapsychology. Hang on a minute, you say. I had no idea there were so many distinct kinds. You're in the same boat as the vast majority of people who have a rudimentary grasp of psychic activity and reading. The average population is unaware that it is not all psychic phone readings and tarot cards. There are clear differences between everything from the apparent, telepathy and tarot reading, to the unexpected, clairsentience, clairvoyance and clairaudience. Extrasensory perception, foresight and a sixth sense may all be lumped together under the umbrella phrase psychic aptitude. However, where does psychic power originate? No one, not even psychic readers, knows for sure. Ones who proclaim to have psychic abilities express a feeling of having it without knowing how it came to be. Most people claim it's just part of their normal awareness and that they know or feel things before, while, or after they happen, while not describing how. Even though parapsychology has been extensively questioned, examined, and stigmatized, the reality is that there is just as much evidence for it as against it. Empathy is a sentiment or a state of being that enables one individual to connect with another individual emotionally and intellectually. It refers to the ability to place oneself in another's shoes. To better, this may aid in developing personal and professional connections alike. Someone who empathizes more than the ordinary person is known as an empath. When gazing at another individual's face, these individuals are generally more accurate in detecting emotions. They are also much more prone than other individuals to identify emotions sooner and evaluate them as more powerful. Individuals who score high on the Interpersonal Reactivity Index's Perspective Taking and Empathetic Concern Scale are more likely to be empathic. Several indicators indicate that someone might be an empath, and scientists have discovered some biological reasons for these characteristics. The guide will discuss the following: psychic abilities and its types, intuition and the clairsenses, dream interpretations and what is causing your dreams to be so vivid, mystical powers and obstacles to your intuitions. What are auras? And what should you consider while reading an aura? Spirit guides, types, and how to connect with them. Meditation and tips to boost your intuition. Empaths and empathic traits. Spiritual direction for the highly sensitive person. Energy clearing. Know what matters. Strategies to open your third eye and obstacles to self-mastery. And much more. What are you waiting for? Get your audiobook and start your journey now.